Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I love gardening. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, I'm a blogger, and also a horticulturist. I love plants. I love gardens, and this is the best for Florida to grow. But I will tell you, the weather is a little bit repetitive. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm doing good. I am doing very well.
So, Lizzie, do you ever feel like it's Groundhog Day?
Yes.
And it's just with the weather. And
yes.
It's not every day, mm-hmm. but it's like every 2 weeks we have the same, you know, colder temperatures this year. It seems like it's just been since December, every 2 weeks. Boom. Here's the cold temperatures.
You know, I really like the cooler weather. I really, really do. But I'm going to tell you what. I will do better planning if we ever decide to take care of livestock and look to see if we have an El Nino or a La Nina within the next year. Because
yeah.
that's the thing that's been the most stressful with the, of weather, like every other week, like you're saying. Because, you know, it was like 120 degrees when we were raising the first set of turkey poults this summer on the porch. So I had big industrial fans trying to keep them cool on the
yes.
porch. And then now I have two poults in my living room. And if my parents were alive... Gosh. to keep them warm. I planned on last week putting them out. And then you made the broadcast. You're like, guess what? We have another cold, a polar vortex coming. And I'm just like,
really?
But you know what? It's a learning curve. And so I'm assuming God's put me through these extreme weathers with these turkeys. So I will know how to deal with it ever in the future.
There you go. Mm. And it's good for people in Florida because I used to say, with my clients, well, it does get cold here, and they would, pshaw, you know, no way. We moved to Florida for the sunshine. I'm going, no, it really does get cold here. Right. Now I don't need to say it because they've lived it.
Yes, there you go. And I found from New Englanders that it actually, with the humidity, it's just about as frigid here when we get really cold, 30s, 40s. As it is up north. So, people, I'm telling you, I have family who were born and raised, have thick Maine blood, and they came down here in November, and it was 70, and they're like, okay, why is it cold? They're like, it says it's 70. This is not cold in Maine. And I'm like, well, I'll tell you, humidity?
Well, the cold front's going to last a little while. And to me, this is great gardening weather. So, like, the temperatures are going to be in the 60s, high 60s, low 70s. North Florida, you've got a beautiful weather this week. You're going to probably get a chance of rain on Thursday. With cold nights, you're going to be down in the 40s and 50s. But it's just good weather. Just good, good, good weather for
gardening.
It really
is.
And no need to water this week up in North, Florida. Panhandle, no need to water. So it's just really nice, easy care week. Central Florida, same for Orlando, Tampa. We got rain projected on Monday. And that's going to be fine. South Florida, you're going to get rain Monday and Tuesday. So, again, these are great temperatures. It's overcast. It's going to be partly sunny, partly cloudy. Any weather this week.
Yeah. And if you're new to Florida, this is very important for you to make note. Okay. Remember how it was like pretty, it was like 80 weather, and then like within a few hours it started dropping and getting really cool this week. Okay. If it's summertime, pay attention to the weather, because if it goes from being very hot and it's icy cold, look for tornadoes. But right now, not so much tornadoes, but just a heads up, moving fresh to Florida, that's a bad sign in the middle of summer.
It is, the cold versus the heat. So, it's important to just pay attention. I think we've lost that in our high-tech world and non-agricultural careers.
Mm-hmm.
We have lost the ability to kind of look at be observing of what's going on.
Well, perfect examples. I know that my grand brats are young, but they're like, yeah, why are the leaves facing up? And I'm like, we're gonna get rain. They're like, what? And then my niece had never heard that, and she's in her 20s. I'm like, what? You don't know that if you see the bottom side of the leaves facing up, that means we have rain coming?
Okay. And so it's I love this time of the year. So we're heading into March. It's going to be a great month for gardening. So you want to stay tuned to Better Lawns and Gardens and listen up. So we have a great show for you today. We are going to be talking to Dana Venrick. He's got some news for us. And then at the bottom of the hour, we got Peterson Nursery. So lots going on, whether you're on the East Coast or Central Florida or West Coast. Lots going on with gardening. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, too, our newsletter's coming out soon. So if you don't receive our free newsletter in your backyard, then you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and you can sign up for the newsletters. They're free, and they give you a lot of information about what to do in your garden each month, my design principles, mm-hmm. you know, some design tips, then also my plant of the month, which I really love.
Yes.
I got a great plant of the month coming up. And then also landscaper malpractice.
Exactly.
How to know when to fire your landscaper.
And that is the really cool part that I really do like about it. But just so you'll know, she isn't trying to get y'all to sign up for it. She was just trying to remind me because I didn't submit my paperwork yet on my article.
No. No, I'm always, you're just fine, Lizzie. You take care of everything, so you're good. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens if it's Saturday morning. You're listening to right here on WFLA Orlando. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, 811 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil. Your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
I'm a father.
I'm an aunt. I'm a neighbor.
I'm a veteran.
But out here, on the water,
I'm operating the boat.
A boat operator.
I'm a safe operator.
The operator.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, you only have one job. Keep everyone safe. Always scan the water and be aware of your surroundings. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Looking to connect with your community? Florida's Transit connects you to the heart of it all. Florida's bus and rail systems bring people together. Whether you're heading to a local farmers market, a neighborhood festival, or a community event, Transit helps you stay connected to everything happening around you. When you ride Transit, you're not just getting from point A to point B. You're building connections with your neighbors, your friends, and your city. Florida's Transit system is part of your community, helping you stay in touch with all that's important. Florida's Transit system is designed to keep you connected. Visit transitconnectsflorida.com for more details and schedules.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Fresh Florida greens. These leafy legends turn any dish into a feast of freshness. Wafer thin, they provide layers of vitamins and minerals and fiber. From salads to smoothies, they're the green machine that keeps us on the go with a versatility that makes other vegetables green with envy. Spinach, kale, romaine, these crispy superheroes never wilt under pressure unless the recipe calls for it. To see what Florida leafy greens can do for you, visit freshfromflorida.com.
If If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. A big shout out to everyone who listens to the show, who texts us and gives us updates on the garden. Good morning, Mike and Christine. We're going to get to your text message at the bottom of the hour. I'd like to welcome our dear friend and wonderful, knowledgeable guru and garden center owner, Dana Venrick. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. I'm fine. How are you?
It's a little cold, but I am doing good. So how is Quality Green Specialist this morning? Did you get really chilly this week?
It was chilly, but, you know, they really are doing well. There was no frost or freeze, and so we're jumping up and down and saying, yes, we're ready for the spring.
Yeah, we are too. So, you know, it just seems like this winter, it's been every 2 weeks we've had a big cold front. So how does winter here in Florida affect our plants, like the trees and the shrubs? I mean, getting them this cold temperature every 2 weeks, is that a bad thing?
Well, no. It was a good thing because we didn't really have a freeze of any significance, maybe. But the cold weather sort of promoted more bloom on the stone fruit, like the peaches and the plums and the nectarines and all the others that we have, like Those are blooming like crazy, as well as some citrus. All our citrus right now, we've got a fresh supply of all types of citrus that are bloom. And also the citrus, I mean, besides the citrus, we have olive trees. Almost all of them are in bloom because of the extended chill hours that they received. And so we are really happy with the cool weather. It promoted so many things. It delayed, you know, the spring vegetables. They'll be ready this coming week, but pretty soon we'll have the things like the peas and the watermelon, the cantaloupe, the beans and the radishes and the squash. But right now we do have peppers and tomatoes and collards.
Wow, that's great. So how many do you think somebody would have to buy of your transplants that to have a food or a dinner and feed a family of four?
Well, I would say you really need a good selection of a couple of dozen plants, and you can feed a family of four and probably your neighbors also. If you select the right ones and you use a good potting soil or planting soil like we have and good fertilizer, it is amazing. Like in our raised bed that's about 4x12, we've got so many tomatoes on there right now, you won't believe it. You just have to see it to believe it.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds delicious. And so what? So we can be planting our tomatoes, and what else right now?
Well, you can be planting most everything. I used to grow squash and other vegetables when I was in 4-H in the fourth and the fifth grade and win prizes for the best squash. But I would always try to trick Mother Nature and start early, 1st of February. Oh, I'm going to be the first and the most. But invariably, there would come like a frost that I had to start over. But some years, I didn't. And then I would get extra good squash.
That's great. And great memories. Every child should be growing vegetables.
Absolutely. What a great memory.
With the cold temperatures and going into spring, I think people are itchy to get gardening growing and getting the plants getting back to growing. Is it a good time to fertilize, or should we wait?
Well, the plants are ready. The roots are growing. They are just budding out. And so you want to promote your best results by starting in February. We always found that you get best results in February because every day is getting longer. And so generally every day, and on the average, it gets a little warmer. So the plants can't wait. They are budding, and the roots are growing. So you will be far ahead if you do a light fertilizing right now, not later than March. You want to catch it early. Not too early, of course.
Okay. And so you have a lot of micronutrients and products, minerals that could be applied to gardens, raised beds, edibles, and even the landscape. What minerals should be applied right now?
Well, you want to apply nitrogen, of course, potassium. You know, they all are very important, the two most important, especially potassium and nitrogen. Generally, you want to put a little phosphorus for things that bloom and fruit a lot, like your vegetables and fruit trees, because this is the only time of year you have a really high demand, especially in blooming plants and trees. So we like to put a little bone meal. You can use superphosphate, but you also want to use, you know, the secondary elements and any trace minerals you might be lacking, especially if you have a soil test, especially put just a little bit of boron, because it's highly soluble. It's the only micronutrient that leaches out. So you want to put a little bit spring and fall, put a little bone meal because of the high demand in the spring. Other than that, a general fertilizer with good minerals, bioavailable minerals that the microbes can work on, and then you'll be in great shape. And also our fertilizer has extras that the plant's sandy depleted soil, like bioavailable carbon is humic and fulvic acids, and bioavailable silicon, the silicon dioxide, like from the volcanic eruption with the volcanic pumice. And then you're far ahead because you're not missing any of them. We have great nutrition for the plant, the microbes, and then for the food.
And these are minerals that you really can't get in a kind of box store fertilizer.
No, I mean, I believe we're the only ones adding that additional two nutrients, minerals, or elements, if you will. The available carbon is a fulvic acid, like it's an organic humus. We call it black humate. And that is the number one driver, the number one constituent of plants is carbon. It needs to be bioavailable. You can double the amount of chlorophyll production and the photosynthesis by including that in the fertilizer. Because our soils are low in carbon, they're sandy depleted like beach sand, literally, in many cases. And then we don't have any available silicon either that builds the vascular tissue and the strength of the plant by making the glue along with calcium and aligns the leaves properly to the sun, like a sunflower.
Okay, so you make your own fertilizer blends. When I go into your office, you've got shelves of great fertilizer and micronutrients. And so you can help someone with a soil test to see what they want or what they need.
Absolutely. We can give you general fertilizer to start with based on the pH. That's very helpful. We have three custom blends that we make that are available to everyone. The 405, which is 99% organic. The only thing that's not organic, very bioavailable, immediately available to the plants, is the coating on the urea, so it's not all released at once. Terrific, still right at the top of our 8011, high potassium, which is extra good for our olive trees and things that like a more neutral or higher pH, with lots of potassium with over 11%.
Wow.
About 4% magnesium, which is very important to always put to balance out the potassium in the soil with the sulfates and all the essential minerals. And then we have a 70 special that works terrifically. It releases out about a pH 5, perfect for the low pH plants.
I have to tell you, Dana, this week when I left the house, I had no leaves on my little blueberries. and that I got devil. That. Well, no, I had they're still kind of like they were red and kind of still, in the winter dormancy period. And then by the time I came home in the afternoon, there was little green leaves on them.
All right,
they grew that fast. Out. Yes, they just exploded like over a couple of days, and so I've got the leaves back again.
It's spring. It's every day is getting a little longer. It's a trigger, you know, for new growth, regeneration, blooms, and fruit. You should see all the blooms here. Come by and see all our great new selection of citrus.
Well, that's what I want to tell people is that you have wonderful fruit trees that are definitely going to produce this year because of the cold temperatures. So you have
Absolutely.
Wonderful fruit trees, and then you have the citrus trees, and you also have a new garden and display.
Yes, so I'm really excited about that.
Tell us about
because
it.
Because I was inspired by Jeff Norsini, who gave the first wildflower talk in 2006. It started all this great festival, the Florida Wildflower Garden Festival, which
yes.
you're going to talk on
yes.
edibles in the landscape. But anyway, so we gathered together about 20 native wildflowers, and he's going to use 15 of them for his talk. This is the 20th year. He's back for the 20th year to give a talk.
How wonderful.
How to grow wildflowers.
That's great. I can't wait to see him, and I can't wait to be there and see everybody. It's a great opportunity if you love festivals and you love buying native plants and wildflowers. This is what weekend is it, Dana?
Well, that's the 5th March, the 29th, Saturday, the 29th of March, from 9 in the morning to 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
And it's held Saturday and Sunday.
No, just Saturday.
Just Saturday this year. Okay. And
we're having some terrific talks. Your talk is going to be a highlight, of course. I'm waiting for that big time. Edibles in the landscape. Dr. Haley Ray with Stetson is talking about orchids. David Griffiths is talking about water-wise lawns. And my talk is on edibles in the wild. Of course, Jeff Norsini is the great speaker from North Florida, Wildflowers for Central Florida.
Yes. And so tell everybody, we got just a few seconds. Tell us everybody where you're located, Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand. They've got to come and see you.
335 West Michigan Avenue, 386-837-3878. The number at the nursery is 734-8000. Same area code.
There you go. Peter's Quality Green Specialist Nursery. Thank you so much, Dana.
Okay. Have a great day, Teresa.
You too, hon. And Dana, Quality Green Specialist, is a sponsor of Better Lawns and Gardens. So when you go in, please let him know that you appreciate him bringing Better Lawns and Gardens to you free. And so we are proud of it. We're going to be back with your gardening questions. We got Christine and Linda and Mike. We're going to say hello to. And if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. But always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. Need to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most important, to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. 800-762-2768. Call now.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or just have a question, just let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens, or you can call yourself. Carolyn just got on the phone and gave us a question, and we're going to answer her question in the order. So text 23680 1-888-455-2967. So Mike in this morning says, we're getting the cold air, but no rain. Hopefully Monday. Yes. Monday or Tuesday, Mike, it should be, you should get a little bit of rain. It's not going to be a deluge, but it'll be a little bit of rain. So Christine in Cairo, I have a large container of mixed lettuces. They are doing great, but a nest of fire ants has gotten in there. How do I safely treat them? I share the lettuce with my chickens. Well, the chickens, the fire ants aren't going to hurt your lettuce. So they don't, there's something else there that they're being attracted to. So I would check to see if you have because fire ants farm aphids. Ants like to farm aphids and get the honeydew and the sooty mold off of the plants. So I would check to see if you have another issue going on that you don't know. But fire ants, you can use a permethrin and it won't harm the chickens. So I would just say just rinse the lettuce off before you give it to the chickens and not use anything. So I would just kind of be aware of the situation. Make sure that you are aware if there's ants on the lettuce, you rinse it real well so they don't get on you, and rinse it before you give it. Great question, Christine. I like that.
I saw my first aphid and I just was like, I was fist fighting the air. I'm like, no, not this year. Please, not
well, if you see
year.
One, no big whoop, okay? But just be aware. Just keep looking, because once they start to get into, you know, a lot of them, then mm-hmm. that's when you need to do something. Having one is very bugs that will protect your plants and things. They will eat the bad bugs.
Okay.
Then they'll come. That's food source for them.
Good.
So if they come to your yard and you don't have any bad bugs in them, they're mm-hmm. just going to go on to the next yard, and you're not going to get the beneficial bugs.
Okay.
Okay, so that's good. So Carolyn had a question. She wanted to know about her shishi gashiras, and that to know when to trim them, and she's using them as a hedge. So have I got that right?
Is it camellias or?
Yeah, shishi. Oh, did I say gardenias?
You said something. I think it's a mixture.
No, shishi camellias.
Okay.
I know. I haven't had my second cup of tea yet
okay.
this morning. Shishi camellias. Okay, so some of the shishi camellias are still blooming. I would wait till after they bloom. Just check the leaves at the very top, and you'll see if there's any buds coming out. And then you can go ahead and trim after that. So if you haven't, you know, you don't need to trim them like in a box. You can just take your pruners and just clip the different limbs that have popped out, and you can keep them trimmed that way. So I would wait till after they finish. Now, should she fertilize and then trim, or trim and then fertilize? Doesn't matter. The plants don't know, you know, that you just trimmed them. So they're going to start to put out new growth when you trim. So if you fertilize at the same time, that will help them do that.
Yeah, and she also, for the Tallahassee ladies and gentlemen that are interested in that question, her second question for them up there is the azaleas that they have. The blooms aren't blooming like they normally do. And does she need to add more fertilizer, or what needs to be happening?
Well, I don't know, because I need to know what kind of azaleas they are, because azaleas, like camellias, we have the early bloomers, the mid bloomers, and the late bloomers. And we can have late blooming azaleas all the way into April.
Hmm.
So, you know, it just depends. This, her variety may be something that hasn't, you know, that's going to bloom at a later time.
Right.
So don't cut them. You know, you don't want to cut your azaleas at all right now. And I would just wait. If she knows what they are, she can call back and I can tell her if they're supposed to be blooming in time, or that if she doesn't think she's fertilizing enough, which means that's why she asked the question, should she fertilize more? Azaleas have flowers on them. They need to be fertilized on a routine basis, like every 3 months.
Okay.
And so, yes, she can go ahead and fertilize now. It's not going to hurt. Follow the label. She doesn't want to use too much. But she should do it throughout the year.
Now,
but,
with them having snow up there,
yeah,
is that going to affect their azaleas and the process of them
blooming? It could delay. Yeah,
okay.
It could delay and just put it back a couple weeks. So again, I would find out what time of the year it's supposed to bloom anyway, and then the winter time with the snow probably knocked them back a couple of weeks. So all's good. She just needs to fertilize them,
okay.
And they'll be fine.
Good.
Great question. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Linda in Zone 8B says, can I grow rhododendron and wisteria in her zone successfully? Yes, you can. Okay, the rhododendrons up in North Florida, 8B, you can even plant, grow the native Florida azalea, which is beautiful. And so not a problem, Linda. I would say go for it. Now, the wisteria, you do want to make sure that it's not going to be put in a tiny place, because it does get big, 40 feet long. It can, like, eat your house. So, but if you want to put them on those lovely fences that you have, Linda, that we've seen all your beautiful wildflowers on, if you want to put the wisteria there, I think that would look lovely and would contrast nicely with your coreopsis and her wildflowers. John in Kissimmee, good morning, John. I have a lychee tree that will be starting to get flowers soon. Is this the time to fertilize for increased fruit production? This is the second year this tree will have produced fruit. I don't know the variety, but I wish the seeds were smaller with more edible flesh. Thank you, Teresa. Well, yes, you can go ahead and fertilize in the next month or so, you know, end of February, which is now March, April. Go ahead and fertilize now, and it will help the tree continue to produce flowers, which will then be turned into beautiful, delicious fruit. And I wish they had more fruit on them, too. Wow. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Lizzie, we have a big announcement in the next.
Yes.
So we have our top five coming up. We have a really, really big announcement in our last segment this hour. And so you want to stay tuned for that. And we're very excited about it. It's going to be great for you. You guys in Lakeland, you need to get dressed right now. And so,
yes. Yeah.
So that'll be good. 1-888-455-2967. I'm going to be back with my top five and a big announcement for you. So it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to spend more time with the people that matter most? Transit connects you to family. Whether it's taking the kids to school, visiting grandma, or planning a weekend outing, Florida's bus and rail systems connect you to your loved ones without the hassle of traffic or parking. It's affordable, convenient, and the easy way to get together. Hop on and let us take you where you need to go. Because when you ride Transit, you're connecting to what matters most. Florida's transit system makes it easy to connect with family. Visit transitconnectsflorida.com to find your ride.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Fresh Florida strawberries. First in the nation, hand-picked from the berry belt of Florida, these magnificent morsels are the holiday season's sweetest gift. Spectacular smoothies, tempting tiramisus, cupcakes, cheesecakes, or shortcakes. They're all long in flavor when Florida strawberries are in the mix. With sunshine in every bite, they turn any meal into a memorable moment. To see what Florida strawberries can do for you, visit freshfromflorida.com today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall, Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-496-1910. That's 800-496-1910. Again, 800-496-1910.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's Top 5.
And today's top five is my plants, favorite plants with yellow flowers. And the very first one is Thryallis. This is called Galphimia glauca, and it's a beautiful, airy type of shrub that gets to be about 5 feet tall, looks great in the background, and very delicate, blooms spring, summer, and fall. And occasionally during warm winters, it will put on a nice display. Daylilies, the Stella de Oro daylily is just beautiful, does very well here in Florida, full sun, moist soils, and it's a beautiful yellow flower. Coreopsis, I was just talking about Linda's Coreopsis, it's our state wildflower, beautiful yellow flowers. Wildflowers, you see them in the fields and in the medians along the highway, gorgeous plant. Black-eyed Susans, another favorite garden bloomer, and it is a wonderful yellow flower. And then my last top five favorite plants with yellow flowers, this is my favorite, leopard plants. Big old leaves with yellow flowers, great for the shade. So those are my top five. You can find them on my blog on she-consulting.com in your backyard, and you can catch those. And so, Lizzie, we have been waiting for this all winter long.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who listens to the show knows how excited that you and I are about today.
Yes, and this is a great time to do it. Peterson's Nursery's Rose Sale is today. This weekend, they have over 100 different varieties, including lots of my favorites. You will not believe they have over 1,500 roses available for sale. So this is a day to go to Peterson's Nursery today and tomorrow, and you can find the most fragrant roses, hybrids. They have hybrid teas, grandifloras, climbers. If you have been looking for that wonderful climber, then Peterson's Nursery is going to have it today. Floribundas, then also the drifts and the knockouts. And so these are beautiful roses, and I will tell you my favorite. So, Lizzie, this is our list, okay?
Okay.
Louis Philippe roses. This is a beautiful, not a climber necessarily, but it is a tall rose. It is also called a cracker rose, Florida cracker rose. Beautiful, deep, dark red flowers. Does wonderful. It is an old rose. My next one is Perfume Delight.
Yes.
Just gorgeous. Gorgeous pink, and the fragrance is amazing. Double Delight is also a beautiful, fragrant rose. Angel Face, just like you, Lizzie, Angel Face.
Okay.
With the frilly, frilly rose petals, it is gorgeous. It is wonderfully fragrant. It's a must for every garden. And then Belinda's Dream, a nice, soft, yellowish pink. I buy roses that are fragrant. That's all I do. Mm-hmm. And then Sentimental. And Sentimental has a purplish red and white rose blooms, flowers, and it is wonderfully fragrant. And then my last one is Coco Loco.
Mm.
And Coco Loco is tan. It has that Victorian color to it that it's not necessarily brown, but it's pinkish tan. And it does look brown. So those are my favorites. What's yours?
I don't want to say because I'm afraid, because this is kind of like, you know, a Black Friday situation where everybody's going to go get these
and they're
going to
get yours.
I know, so I'm not saying. I am not saying. And, you know, it's you know, whatever's there, whenever I get there, will be there. So, but there's also, they have their azaleas. They have a family azalea that they have created. Howie and Karen's a father.
Family, yes.
Yeah, I think his father or grandfather had created.
They've been in the business a long time.
So last year I didn't get it. This year I'm going to get that while I'm there.
Will you get me one too?
No.
Nope.
Yes, I will.
Okay, super. Okay, so the address for Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland, and I guarantee you this will be worth, if you're anywhere in Central Florida, the day to go to it, is 2184 East County Road 540A in Lakeland, and they're open at 8:30, so you can get there and get your roses.
And they close at 5. So if you're going to go, my personal thing with people, with businesses that close, be there an hour before they close, whether it's a restaurant or you're going to be shopping for something. If it's like 20 minutes and before they close, unless you know exactly what you're getting,
yes,
don't do this to them.
Yes.
But yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
And so this is just a great weekend to go get plants, whether you're in Daytona, Volusia County, and Central Florida, and you need fruit trees. Go to, Quality Green Specialist Nursery. That is at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. And they open at 9 a.m. So go get your fruit trees. It's going to have an abundant harvest. So if you're saying, I would like to grow fruit trees, but I don't know if I can produce any fruit, go get them this year, because the pears and the nectarines and the peaches, because of the cold weather, they've had the chill hours. They're going to produce, and there's quality plants at Quality Green Specialist Nursery. And then roses, if you're in Central Florida, mm-hmm, and you want to run over to Lakeland, this is the day to do it.
It really is worth the trip. I mean, everybody go, oh, Lakeland's so far from here, from Central Florida. No, actually it is pretty nice. And it's a nice a little drive, and it's just, I don't know. You just kind of feel like home whenever you go over to Peterson's. So.
Yes, you do. And they'll be very helpful. And I just have to tell everyone, I am going to be there March 15th. March 15th, I'm going to be there, and I am going to be giving a talk, and I'd love to see everyone. So if you're in the area, you can stop by and see me. So I'll be there March 15th.
Yes.
And giving a talk. So if you've missed any of today's show at all, you can go back to iHeartRadio. You can go to betterlawns.com. It will be posted after the show. You can also hear it anywhere where you're listening to podcasts, you know, Spotify, iHeart, Audio Boom, anywhere where you listen to it. But you can hear it on your iHeart Radio app. So if you don't get it, the show in your area, contact your radio station and let them know that you want to listen to Better Lawns and Gardens locally.
Yes.
And they will, they'll listen to you.
And if you're listening to a station and they don't play 2 hours of us, then they're cutting you short, just so you know. Because I didn't realize that until you said that. You're
sometimes you only get an hour, but the show's on for 2 hours.
Yes, so call them.
So, but this is such a great time to be gardening. This week is going to be a perfect weather for it. It's going to be overcast, cloudy, and partly sunny. And so we're going to get a little bit of rain, so no need for irrigation this week with the cooler temperatures and the rainfall. And so we are going to be back with the next hour with your gardening questions. So make sure you have it down, 1-888-455-2967. 888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. And I also want to say we just have a couple more spaces on our Newport Flower Show and Blythewald Mansion, the garden tour where we're going up to all the Gilded Mansions in Rhode Island, which is the summer resort for all of the wealthy people during the 19th and 20th century.
Yes.
And we've got such a great trip planned. We've still got a couple of spots left on that. You can go to artandbloomgardentours.com, artandbloomgardentours.com, and you can see all of our trips.
Yes.
And
the prices that are located on there.
Yes.
and what's included. So
everything's all included.
Yes.
And so we have a great time. We go out and we geek out at flowers and plants, see beautiful gardens. It's where I get my inspiration from.
Mm.
And so that I can design with inspired by all the beautiful gardens. And so I love that. So we're going to, the newsletter is coming out too. You can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and sign up for it. It is free, comes out once a month. I don't spam, and you don't get anything else. So lots of things to do this weekend. Quality Green Specialist Nursery for your fruit trees and native trees, native plants, and vegetables. And then Peterson's Nursery for your roses.
Yes, and get online. Go ahead and order your Summit Responsible Solutions. They're granules and stuff, and get that out in your yard before we have mosquito season.
That's true. Get that too. It's mosquito bites. I just talked to Heather, and she's going to be on with us in the next couple of weeks and talking about it. They have new products, and blew me away. Blew me away. So Summit Responsible Solution Studios.
Yes.
This is their station, and their products are great. If you're new to Florida and you're concerned about mosquitoes, want to have a bird bath, but you're concerned about the mosquitoes, want to play out in the yard, but you're concerned about mosquitoes,
yes,
then you want to go to Summit Responsible Solutions and get their products. So
yes, I agree.
I think it's all good. We are going to have a great show. Your questions are coming up next. I found out about these insects this weekend, and it blew me away. Speaking of roses and Peterson's Nursery, we're going to be talking about thorn bugs. Thorn bugs. If you don't know what they are, you can go to our Facebook page and see the pictures of these beautiful insects. You don't want them. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Go to our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and check them out.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply. This odorless layer of insect repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Florida law requires you to remain at the scene of a crash and to call for help. Leaving the scene is a felony offense that includes losing your license and possible jail time. After a crash, stay at the scene, call for assistance, and wait for first responders to arrive. If you have information on a hit-and-run crash, report it by calling Star FHP or anonymously to Crime Stoppers at Star 8477. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.